Writing is a strange punishment to give oneself, to sit all alone with just a screen in front of you, day after day, week after week, and feel incredibly lucky to be able to do so. I've always wanted to write. I knew instinctively it was the only work which would mean something to me and be my thumbprint in the world. I've done other jobs over the years, but they all felt temporary, like staging posts towards a point I really wanted to reach. In those jobs, I learned a great deal about life, work environments, and people, but ultimately, they weren't my destination. I write novels, and more recently have started to blog. The two forms are excitingly different and demand different skills. I love the freedom to be direct and explorative, which blogging gives me, but I also love the challenge of creating the subtleties and complexities of fiction. I believe fiction is one of our most sophisticated art forms. It's emotional, dramatic, philosophical, creative, and intellectual. Fiction may be made-up stories, as opposed to reality, but it takes us into the heart of a story, into experiences and lives beyond our own context, the feelings and thoughts of the characters. Like much of art, fiction examines the universal through the individual. It seems to me today's novels and short stories are the direct descendants of the epics, myths, and folktales our ancestors listened to around campfires or retold in the family courtyard. Storytelling has travelled down to us, from century to century, generation to generation. Fiction writing lets me look at life, the world, and its ideas through an imaginative, non-dogmatic form. Fiction suggests rather than dictates. It alludes rather than presents, building deep wells layer by layer, where what's not written is as important as what's actually written, capturing our empathy and conscience. I think ethical free will is the most precious part of being human, and fiction helps to nurture it, as well as providing page-turning escapism and entertainment. Blogging is more brutalist than writing fiction, but as satisfying in its way, allowing me to participate in broader conversations and develop my views on events and issues. For instance, I was horrified when a feminist friend admitted watching the beheading of James Foley by ISIS. Writing the post, Complicity with Barbarism, gave me the chance to argue why it was so gravely, so morally wrong. I wrote the post in praise of doubt because I was quite fed up with people not being allowed to express doubt, particularly in political and religious spaces. In my opinion, doubt is the catalyst, the engine of thought, inquiry, and free speech. When identity politics and cultural appropriation in fiction became hot topics after the blogger Abdel Majid posted a passionate response to Lionel Shriver's speech at the Brisbane Writers' Festival, I found myself at odds with much of what both had said. I felt the issues still needed to be clarified and a third argument presented, and so wrote the post, The Rumbling Storm About Fiction and Identity Politics. Whether writing fiction or blogging, I often feel like an archaeologist, getting cramped and tired from sitting in the same position day after day, carefully brushing at surfaces, trying to uncover layers, meanings, trying to create something that'll entertain, touch hearts, and provoke thoughtfulness, however fleetingly.